Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, March 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development with the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Birthdays, a lot of them. The psychologist B.F. Skinner, born this day in 1904. Carl Reiner, the creator of the Dick Van Dyke Show, is 92 today. Fred Rogers, who welcomed children to his very happy PBS neighborhood for decades, born this day in 1928.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
William Hurt is 63 today. Spike Lee is 56. Holly Hunter is 55. On this day in history, in 1852, the profoundly influential novel Uncle Tom's Cabin is published. The author is Harriet Beecher Stowe from PBS.
She wrote the book that really changed the hearts and minds of many Americans because she put slavery in really human terms. She really humanized the experience of slavery for many Americans and really won over people in writing that book.
In 1953, Nikita Khrushchev, now there was a communist, takes power in the Soviet Union.
Nikita Khrushchev was an entirely new kind of Soviet leader. He was not evil like Joseph Stalin, but in his relations with the West, he was openly defiant and often belligerent. He boasted of the Soviet Union's vastly superior nuclear capabilities that could wipe out any American or European city. But for all his nuclear posturing, Khrushchev could be amiable and at times even likable.
At the top of the charts in 1955, everywhere you looked, kids were wearing coonskin caps. Bill Hayes and the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree, and kilted him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday night, the annual Commerce Idol Talent Show. Commerce Idol is a local talent show produced by the Commerce Rotary Club. Proceeds from the event fund a pair of $2,000 scholarships each year to deserving Commerce High School seniors. Commerce Idol starts at 7 p.m. Saturday night in the Commerce High School Auditorium. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Wyman, our thought for the day is from President Theodore Roosevelt. He says, a man who has never gone to school may steal from a freight car, but if he has a university education, he may steal the whole railroad.
Great thought.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but... It does speak to the power of a university education, does it not?
Absolutely.
And those were not nearly as common in those days, in Teddy Roosevelt's day, as they
Very
are
true.
As they are today. Well, Wyman, you've been talking with alumni groups and others about the university as we approach the school's 125th anniversary this fall, and you've been out there for the past several weeks. So what are you hearing from the alumni?
Well, I've had the opportunity to speak to several groups on campus and several groups off campus, even in Rockwall and Greenville, in addition to Commerce. And the reaction has been very positive, John Mark. I'm really encouraged. People seem to enjoy getting a clearer understanding of who we are today compared to whenever they experienced the university.
And one of the things that you have to explain to them, and we talked about this before, is exactly the university, Texas A&M University Commerce's role within the Texas A&M University system. There's been a lot of confusion about that.
We're one of 11 universities that are independently funded by the system through the legislature. It does not, the money does not come directly from the system. It comes from the legislature, and the advantage is the joint lobbying effort of the system. And each university receives funds as it always did, and the joint effort is truly beneficial.
Mm-hmm. The thing people should understand is they hear about large sums of money being generated, especially by the flagship institution at College Station, and they say, "Well, so you guys in Commerce don't need so much money because they're bringing in all that money at College Station," but it doesn't really work that way.
That is a very confusing thing when people read headlines saying that Texas A&M raised $740 million, which they did last year. The thought is automatically would every student in the system would benefit from those funds. That's not the way it works. Money raised by the flagship benefits the flagship students, and that's it. The other 10 universities have to raise money to help their own students.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wyman Williams, who is the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce, and all of you folks who have lived in Commerce for any length of time know Wyman. Wyman, one thing that has changed a great deal is the amount of support the university and all state universities receive from the state of Texas. That's not what it once was, is it?
That's not at all the case. I happened to run across a 1968 class schedule that had a prediction of what an average student would have to invest in school for a semester. And believe it or not, including $25 for miscellaneous expense, the total bill for the semester was $403. Mm. Now, today it's in excess of $8,500. Mm-hmm. And the difference, John Mark, is related to the amount or the percentage of the cost of education that the state supports. When I was here back in the 60s, it was almost 90%. Now it's less than 35%. So the difference is the students and their families have to come up with grants or loans and scholarships. And that's where our advancement department is seeking assistance in building our endowment so we can have more scholarships available for students and help cover some of that cost to where they don't leave here with huge loans that are so difficult to pay.
Why is the state backing off so much on funding higher education?
Well, people don't like taxes. That's basically it. And elected officials are hesitant to raise them for any reason. And education has been an area they have cut back on and allowed universities to decide how much they're going to charge students. And it's we all know it's gone up tremendously in the last few years.
Well, another thing, Wyman, and as I mentioned, we're coming up on the 125th anniversary of the university this fall, which is another reason to be going out there and talking to the alumni. And anything new on that? Where are we going as far as the plans for that celebration?
Well, one thing that's exciting to me is that we will soon be announcing a heritage line of logos for apparel, and this will include current and previous logos of our various names. And I think that's just a great way to look at the 125 years.
So it would be possible to get something that says ET on it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people might like that.
They will enjoy it. They will buy it.
I know some people that would like that very much. Yeah.
And in the 18 years that we have been a part of the system, you don't see many references to our East Texas heritage. Mm-hmm. And this is the purpose of the apparel line, is to bring that back.
Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, and we will we'll do this again soon.
Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.